again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go, but you cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, and I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I'm one that beareth of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Then said they unto him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Ye neither know me nor my Father. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man lay hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, you cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he said, Whither I go, you cannot come. And he said unto them, You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that you shall die in your sin. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sin. In fact, that may be a single sin. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning, I have many things to say and to judge of you. But he that sent me is true, and I speak to this world. Those things which I have heard of him, they understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. Then he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. As he spake these words, many believe in him. And we turn to God for the blessing of his word. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks there for the great speech that the law has given to the people that in the old days. But this speech is the same that will speak into our heart as well. He being the light of the world, and there's no life that can come and set through him. Father, we just give you thanks that you send your son, and you witness your son as well, as we have read in the scripture. So now asking your Holy Spirit to help us understand it, and may anybody here that still have questions, they will ask the right question and ask Holy Spirit to give them the right answer. For this we pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So we come back just to remind you that we are in the temple scene that the Lord was in, that in the Feast of Tabernacle. There is chapter 7 that it was right in the middle of the feast that the Lord went, and then chapter 8 probably is after the feast when he spoke again and went back to the temple. One of the scene was in the treasury. Remember that in chapter 7 that the Feast of the Tabernacle was in hand or close by, and the Lord's brethren who did not at that time believe in him, they were kind of, let's go there, they can show yourself to everybody. But the Lord said to them that my time is not yet come. Now, if you are the people do not believe in him, you say that, oh, he was just like one of us, really afraid of the Pharisees and the Jews, and then want to just hide away from them. Of course, that the law always has his good time. His time is always perfect. That's like us, that sometimes we pray, we do not know when the law is going to grant us, whether to wish or say no to our wishes, but that his time is always right. He always gives us the right time, saying that, you know, I was very pleased and thank the Lord, he gave us the right time for the barbecue. At the time that we are eating, there's no rain. The time we stopped eating, the rain came and pouring down as well. The law has always his time. So that's only a sideway on that. And then he went to the tabernacle feast, and then in the midst of the feast, then he told the people, and then he also about the woman's sin as well, that in the last day of the feast. So now we come to the time that when the Lord, now after the feast, he want to explain to them some of the questions which he posed that at the time that when he said in chapter 7. For example, that in verse 20, then in verse 7, he said that, though you are going to kill me. But then the people said, who is going to kill you there? You must be crazy. And then in chapter 8, that he explained that he is going to be sacrificed. And the people say that, but who? Are you going to kill yourself? We are definitely not going to kill you at that time. And then they say that, are you going to kill yourself? So the Lord is answering those kind of questions. And also then, Christ, they say that when Christ came, nobody that know where they come from. And the Lord then explained in chapter 8 that, I am coming from above. You don't know where I come in, but I know where I'm coming from as well. And then there are then, in verse 24, they're talking about that, the Lord said that you are judging by the appearance of people. And then that in chapter 8, he said that because you're judging after your own judgment, after the flesh, but yet that my judgment is true because I judge with the Father. And of course then, that they were talking about that in two declarations. One declaration that in chapter 7, that he was a living water. But now the declaration, now he's talking about that I am the light of the world. So it's kind of finishing the unfinished business that he started off that in the middle of the feast, and now he's answering and expounding more about his way as well. But this announcement, if you think about that, this announcement is to the Jews in the Feast of the Tabernacle. And that is quite an announcement that he said, I am from the Father and I am the light of the world. I'm sure that if somebody say that I am the Son of God, I am the God here, then you say, are you mad? Or unless that you are a liar, as what C.S. Lewis said, are you mad? Are you a liar? Or then are there any evidence that you can claim that you are the Son of God? And Christ definitely can claim that he is the Son of God. So when you are seeing the cult and people claiming all different things, they always like to ask the questions. The question is that whether they are having any credential to prove that they are the real Son of God. And Christ said that he can be witnessed by the Father, because that we can see that from the scripture, you can hear a voice from heaven that this is my beloved Son, hear ye him. So God himself directly showed the whole lot of people that Christ is the Son of God. And John, when he was baptized, when he baptized the Lord Jesus, the dove coming out that from heaven as well. There were so many things that the Father has witnessed the Son. Of course, that we can see that there's so many miracles God has done. That people claim they can do miracles and all other things, like Pharaoh's magician, they can do certain kind of tricks and miracles and all that. But then, when you see that the miracles that the Lord has done, healing the sick, raising the dead, calming the storm, and all this kind of miracle cannot be done by any man except that by the Son of God, who has the power, because he was the one who created the whole world as well. Then also then, the credential that the law has done is that he said that he was the prophet. Now when you see about the prophet, and you will see that whether they are thinking about their prophets to come is the Messiah. And people were talking about, if Christ came, can he do more miracle than this man called Jesus of Nazareth? No one can claim that. So definitely, the law is not mad. Definitely, the law is not a liar because of the credential. Definitely, he is the real Son of God. So now we delve into the exact verses as well. So he claimed that he was, he announced that he was the light of the world. And then, of course, that light is opposite to darkness. Now, I never know how I will react that in the total darkness, as absolutely no light. I probably will be very, very scared. Because you know that in the prison of war, when they sort of try to punish the prisoners, they will give them into an empty room, an empty cell. There's no light in that. There's to infuse fear unto people. But yet that God, in time to come, then there will be people still in darkness. And John continued because that he knew the law saying. That's why right from the beginning of the chapter 1, they're talking that the light come unto the world. And then into darkness, but darkness comprehended it not. The whole world does not comprehend it. Now we can see things and all that, but then what we would do, even pitch dark, I'm talking of pitch darkness over there. The world at the beginning, as we talk about creation, the world is full of darkness, there probably no light can come in, there nothing can perhaps penetrate the cloud and all that. God is light, God is always light, but then that light is penetrating into the world. Now when we think about ourselves, our heart is dark, but then we give thanks to God that the light can shine through the darkness unto us as well. The light is something that we always think about, that God himself is a light. You look at him, he's shining light. And then sometimes you feel that light, the prophet of old, they say, when we see the real bright light of God, then we are so kind of in awe that we prostrate. But then the bright light can hurt our eyes because we're not used to it. Nevertheless, that when we get used to it, we'll see that there will be many color of the light, and also the throne that in Revelation, God is light. And then in the time, the new world to come, there even no darkness because the light is there. The sun, we talk about the sun, everybody talk about that. The sun and the nature. The sun can be burned out, everything can be burned out, the whole world, the whole universe can be set, roll out like the sky. But God's eternal light is continual because he was the light, not only of the world, but of the whole of the universe as well. He said that, the one that I am the light of the world, he that follow me shall not walk in darkness. And there's a challenge to every one of us, isn't it? If we believe that, and we think that we are Christians, we should walk, not even that live in darkness, but to walk, that should not walk in darkness, because darkness always associated with the Satan's deed and then the way, because just like what we heard that this morning about how David, he's hiding things. When you hide things, you cover it up. So the things that is in darkness, so people do not notice it, but then the light come and shine, and then whatever deed that we have done is going to be revealed, is going to be shined out to the world, and everybody will know it. And then those that who we are running away from God will be burned away. For those who believe in God, is going to follow him into the light of life. He said that he's not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Now, life is something very precious. We know that even nowadays, physical life is very precious. We heard about that the innocent child had to be removed because of David's sin at that time. But then life is precious. But life upon this world, that is not as precious as life eternal. for everlasting, because that God has always divided us, that there is life eternal and there is punishment in hell eternal as well. Nothing is to be annihilated, nothing is going to be taken away and disappear when you die, whether you are belong to Christ or not. There is either that go into the kingdom of light or come into the kingdom of darkness. And to be with, if you think about it, you're going to be with the Satan and with all the devil, with all the demons, with all the one that who do not believe in God, and then they are the one that who will suffer for the rest of the eternity as well. But then those that who believe and follow him does not walk in darkness, and then shall have not only the light but also the light of life as well. Then, of course, then the Pharisee gave a very good question. If I say that if somebody claim that they can be the light of the world, they can be the light of life, then you will have the question that thou bearest record. You are just talking about from your own self. And a lot of people do that because they kind of exalt themselves, so the people with followers, the Pharisees, quite right to say that you have got no witnesses. Ah, but the Lord said that my witness is true, for I know when I come and then where I go. And that's exactly the question which they asked in chapter 7. When they say that Christ come, we don't know where he came from, nobody knows where he's coming from and where he's going. But God, the Lord Jesus himself said that, I know where I came from. I know where I'm going as well. And you just judge on the appearance in flesh. You're judging considering your own understanding. In fact, that judge can also be translated. It condemns people that in the flesh, just like that they try to condemn that woman that who were caught in adultery, they condemn the Lord Jesus because they understand, because they don't see his appearance. His appearance is a son of a carpenter from Nazareth, the one that in those areas that no one can come out from that, but didn't realize that he was born in Bethlehem according to the prophet. Once they knew that and confirmed he was born in Bethlehem, they should actually know that he was the lineage of David, and he was indeed, and he is indeed, the son of David, and they're going to claim the throne as well. And Christ said that you judge according to your understanding. So many times that before we are become believers, and for those that who still not, that we try to judge our own kind of reasoning. Our own kind of reasoning can only come up to a certain part, and in fact that the more reasoning that we do, the more reasoning that we can actually find that we are closer and closer to God if we actually want the truth and the right answer. Other people, they always have a preconsumption. There's no God, so they find everything that you go to support their way. We know that about this technology called YouTube and other things, that Instagram, one and another. If you look for one thing, the whole other thing keep on coming to support your own idea. Okay, the other thing that doesn't support and come out to your to your text or Instagram or YouTube channel over there. It's so easy then to have a group of people who just agree with you, but then when the truth comes, when you dig really deep down about the truth, then we will find that God, the Lord Jesus, is indeed the truth. That's why that Jameson and Ian talking about that when he went to talk to the people in one small group of people, there was one person who said that, oh, Jesus is not God. There's no argument that Jesus is not God. Jesus is God. There's nothing that you can say that he was only 2 minutes, but there's always also proof that Christ is given unto them. Not only that, he said that if that Christ come, can anybody do more miracle than this man? They have got to admit that that no other people can do more miracle than this man, the people claim. But the Pharisees still do not believe, no matter how argument and not so many proof that you give to people, they do not argue. They cannot accept it unless that they are touched and be helped by the Holy Spirit to accept it. So, my friend, if you are still in questions, try to ask God to get you to believe that, to touch you by the Holy Spirit, that you will actually trust and give a whole life unto God and the Lord, the Savior, as well. So he said that, now, but I know that where I come from, but you cannot where I come. You judge it, but I judge no man. However, if I judge, then my judgment is absolutely correct and true. For I am not in the law, but you say that in the law that you have got, like the law of Moses, you need some witnesses. Now witnesses can be false witnesses as well, because we know that how that the false witnesses in the time that when the Lord himself got judged in the by Herod and also by Pilate over there, they're false witnesses to say how he blasphemed God and how he does do this and that. But then his witness is true because he claimed and it was proven that his witness is from the Father, from God himself. That is another bold claim as well. Can anybody say that the witnesses can be done by God himself? And then they will actually have the proof that their voice from heaven to prove and to be witnessed by so many people. And can anybody can claim that they die and to be resurrected again, sin of 5,000 people, and then raise up? No one can claim that. And then the Lord's witnesses is by the Father, because that he said that my testimony is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, because God doesn't need witnesses. He said that I am basically God, witnesses to himself. But for your own sake, I've got also witnesses of my Father as well. And the Father also bear witnesses for me. Then there's another question. Say, you claim that you are Father, it's God, but where is this Father you're talking about? Because again, that they only knew, they judge by appearance, the Father, he'll find that is that your father is Joseph, Joseph of Nazareth. Your mother is Mary, and then Mary of Nazareth. You have got your relative here, you got James, your brother, and other people that with you. We know all your relatives, but where is this Father talking about? Joseph probably at the time was there, so he can't do any witnesses for that. But God and the Lord himself say that the Father is not the same as we understand the physical, the Father upon this world is the Father from above. They cannot find the Father because that they are not believers. But he said that if you see me, you will know the Father as well. And that is once again that proven the Trinity of God. God the Father, God the Son. They are exactly the same. Once you see the Son, you see the Father. Once you see the Son, which is God, you see God himself as well. So he was claiming once again a very bold claim, because the brethren, his brother and sister and the brothers, talking about it, you should go and show about how great you are. He actually showed exactly how great he is as well, that he is the Son of God. He was going to proclaim that this certainly out of all the things that they were asking, the Feast of the Tabernacle is about all the gathering, it's about the celebration of all the success. He is saying that the success is based on one person, he himself, because he is the Son of God. So you should know the Father as well. And he taught those things in the temple. He said, we talk about the temple over there. And then the same verse comes again. His time or his hour was not yet come. His time is always correct. Remember also in chapter 7 that they seek and they sought to kill him. They sought to kill him, but his time is not yet come. He can walk through the brethren and the brothers, and they were talking about that he was afraid that to be put in prison. They were afraid that he will sort of not speak what the thing that he's supposed to do, but yet that he knew that his time is not yet come. He proclaimed that so that everybody will know that out of all the people in the temple, because in tabernacle, all the people that come together, and then they are going to hear this person that right in the temple court near the treasury as well. Then there's another then there. That means that following that, then he say that, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and you shall die in your sin. Not even sins, because it's plural, but then it can be somewhat, managed to say that it's a singular. Because everybody, no matter how good you are, that you were born with sin. No one is good. We are all sinners. Not only that, we know that we're born of sin, the plural can say that we also do the work of sin as well. So this is why it can be translated into the plural form. But I believe that means that here, there's more of the original sin. The sin come from Adam. Everyone come from the seed of Adam. Adam fell. That means that because he fell, we are the descendant of him. We are sinner. In our bloodstream, then we got the sin. But he said that where I go, you cannot come. Sinners cannot approach God. Sinners cannot approach God. There's no doubt about it. In God's sight, because he's just, because that he is the God, he's pure, sinner cannot come to God. The only way then come to God is through Jesus' blood. The blood of our Lord Jesus is able to cleanse us from all sin. He died upon the cross. He's the innocent person. He is the one that has no sin, just like we heard that an innocent person died. Now, maybe that the child of David might not want to die voluntarily, but this is the one who came to die voluntarily for us. And they were talking about it. Who is going to kill you? Are you going to kill yourself? Well, to a certain extent, that the Lord cannot kill himself in this way, but yet that we know that upon the cross, he was the one who yielded his spirit voluntarily. God, people cannot kill the Lord, but then he willingly gave up his spirit because he was able to do so. Not anybody can do that. So here, another claim that he is the one that I am going my way. Which way? Because he talked about early on, where I am coming, you don't know. Where I'm going, you don't know either. But because he said that I am from above and ye are from below. We are all from below. We are in this physical world. People will try to go up and then find something up in the heaven. But you're talking about the atmospheric heavens only. We're talking about that because they go up and say, oh, there's no heaven. In a sense, a place there, there's no God. Of course, that they only come into the atmospheric heaven. But there are more. They're above the heaven, the third heaven. Then as Paul and John was taking up to see the glory of God in its rightful place. And he is summoning the one that the God himself, Christ himself, that he actually come from the above and is returning to above. But none of you can come. Talking about the Pharisees. Only those that who follow him can come to him, where he has a mansion prepared for those who believe in him. So if anyone here still have some doubt, have something, do ask questions. Question is good, but yet that the Bible has all the answer how to follow the Lord Jesus as well. So he said that I am not of this world. I say therefore unto you that you shall die in your sin, because that for those who are sinners, there's only one way. Is death. Death to eternity. Not only the physical death that we have, but death to eternity. Adam and Eve, when they sin, and God said, you surely die when you take of the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But then we know that they still live for 100 or a few hundred years afterwards. But then that death compared to eternity is surely there going to be as well. And they say that you die in your sin, the death is for eternity and not to have any more. So the decision is not here in the future. You cannot one make decisions and have what they call purgatory in the Catholic circle. The death is here. The decision is made now. Maybe today. We don't know when he's going to come. Maybe today that the decision has to be made that to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Otherwise, you definitely, surely will die in your sin. Then say they unto him, who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, even the same said that I say unto you from the beginning, I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I've heard of him. He talks so many other things, and John will speak even more that later on about all the things that he gave to the world and also gave that to the believer as well. There's so many things. But the people, the Pharisees' mind was set. They were trying to conspire to kill him that in the end of chapter 7. But even that, they were challenged. Those people were challenged that by Nicodemus and say that the Lord said that you don't even hear the conclusion. He tried to condemn these people already. But their mind was set. Just like that, some people's heart was set. No matter how you do that, the heart is hardened. I hope that your heart is not hardened and to be softened by the Spirit. And then so they can understand that they understood not that he spoke of the Father. But you do now, when we're talking about, when we're talking about Christ, we're talking about the Father God as well. And then hope that you are going to accept the Lord. Then, once again, there's another then Jesus said unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am He. The Son of Man, talking about Him, He's predicting He's going to lift up upon the cross. And people, when you talk about lifting up, not lifting up that, you know, to put it in a pedestal, but instead, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, they will think about the Son of Man might be the ruler that, you know, against the Roman Empire, he will be the emperor of the Roman Empire at that time. But no, the Son of Man, he's talking about, when you have lifted the Son of Man, you shall know that I am He. The Son of Man was lifted up, the object of the cross. Now Moses lifted up the serpents in the wilderness. For those who look up to the serpent, they will be saved of all the illnesses and all the things that they were supposed to die because they were struck by the serpents over there. But then those that will look up upon the bronze serpents, then they will be healed. And those that will look upon the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ with his blood, that we are saved. But we thank God, we look up, but that the Son of Man have been lifted up. The law is not upon the cross. The law is resurrected. The law is now sitting, now really lifting up above the cross, now lifting up. The Son of Man is lifted up in heaven. He's talking about from above, but the Son of Man is now lifted up right in heaven. So when you look up further to that, not only upon the cross, but more to the one now sitting right up in the Father of God on high. And then, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things, and he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. I do always those things that please him. So God, or the Lord, always do the thing that please the Father. He said, I come to do your will. The one that he's the way that disciples been following him, he said that my meat is to do the one, the will that sent me, or who the one that who sent me. So he has been the one that who has seen us, because God cannot sin. Some people, some commentator that there might be God can sin because he's human, the Son of Man, but not, but God cannot sin because he and the Father are one. And the last verse, which Joash might actually want to pick up of verse 20 from next week. And he spake unto those who were, many believe on him. I don't want to leave it to Joas, but because that is the result, that when you listen to Lord Jesus, you can believe on him. And many do, but I won't say many, but not all. Some don't. I hope that you are not the sum of the people who do not believe in him this morning. You know the consequences. You heard the gospel. You heard that there's light that you can go for. There's darkness that you don't want to walk in. And then you know that there's life that you go forward to eternally. But there's death that you will be there if you don't believe in him. And the many believe in him, I hope that those many is all the people that in this audience here, might be even in Zoom as well. But yet that those one that who do not believe in him, there is a place, and you know where it is as well. And we praise God that for his word, and Joas may also warn about the people believe in him, then said Jesus will tell to the Jews and other for next week as well, God willing. Let's pray.